Hi, this is Dave Brock. Welcome to another one of our podcasts. When I first started selling, I learned a lesson that's kind of stuck with me and kind of shaped my attitude and mentality ever since I started selling. It was the belief of it's my God-given right to 100% share of customer and 100% share of territory. Now, before you start saying, you know, Dave's really whacked out and he's lost it, hang in there a little bit with me. You know, I learned that, you know, I could try to compete and win every piece of business in my accounts or in my territories. And it was my job and my responsibility to figure that out. And I had all the resources of the company available to me to help me figure out how to achieve the highest share within the accounts and within the territories. You know, it was an important kind of attitudinal or mindset kind of thing to me that really shaped everything that I did. You know, there are a few key areas that I think really it impacted me. One, it made me just a fierce competitor. You know, under this principle, I knew that if I had lost, it was probably because I'd been outsold. You know, I may have been chasing the wrong opportunity where I couldn't have competed effectively. I may have not have understood or addressed what the customer was trying to achieve. I may not have created, communicated, or delivered real differentiated value. You know, whatever the reason it was, you know, I'd really been outsold. You know, so this attitude kind of forced me to be a much better and a much tougher sales professional. You know, it forced me to really understand what the customer was trying to achieve. It forced me to probe, you know, looking at the problems, looking at their hopes and dreams, and looking at their attitudes towards the other alternatives they were considering, our competitors, and towards me. You know, it forced me to be really thoughtful in understanding what they valued and how I could be creative in the value that I delivered. It also forced me to leave no stone unturned. It forced me to kind of look at my accounts and my territory and say, where are all the opportunities that I could compete for? It really caused me to be proactively engaged in trying to say, have I missed something? Are there other possibilities in my territory? When I found a competitor winning an opportunity that I hadn't been aware of, it was, you know, again, my fault. It was my problem because I'd missed that opportunity. You know, so it really forced me to be analytic about the territory, to be competitive and understand things. You know, with this kind of mentality, complacency became my enemy. You know, as I got to be more and more successful, as I started growing my share within the accounts, you know, I couldn't rest on my past successes. You know, I was driven to compete and find more opportunities and compete for more and grow my business. You know, it also caused me not to take things for granted. For instance, you know, the people who bought from me were critical to me. I had to stay in contact with them. I wanted to build the relationships. I wanted to make sure that they were ecstatic with the solutions that we delivered. You know, and so that they could help me find new opportunities where they worked or refer me to new opportunities, you know, to expand my share within the territory. You know, if I lost track of them, you know, I gave openings to my competitors to come in and deal with them. It also kept me kind of well-grounded. It kept me from becoming arrogant. And that sounds kind of funny if you have huge share of the territory, a huge share of your customer, there really is that danger of becoming very, very arrogant. And as I mentioned earlier, of becoming complacent. But, you know, I knew I had a huge target on my back, that the competition was gunning for me, that the competition was looking to take business away from me or looking to find things where I wasn't looking. You know, so I learned that, you know, arrogance was my enemy. I learned that, you know, I couldn't take things for granted. I had to move forward with things. You know, the real thing that it did is it made me ultimately accountable. What it did was the only thing standing between me and 100% share of the account or my territory was me. If I got sloppy or complacent, competitors would win. If I lost, it was my fault. I'd been outsold. You know, the outcomes I produced were a result of my actions, what I did, what I didn't do, what I missed. You know, so there was no one else to blame. Do I have 100% share of my customer territory? Absolutely not. I never have. And I never will, but that's really not the point. What the real issue I'm trying to convey is this creates a mindset. It creates a mindset that keeps you hungry, that keeps you searching, it keeps you innovating. It shapes everything you do. So I'll leave you with this thought. What share of account and territory are you shooting for? What are you trying to do to earn maximum share in your territory? How are you going to outsell and outsell your competitors and serve your customers so that they're absolutely ecstatic, raving fans? Thanks so much. Think about this. Enjoy your day.